Now, let me stop and address something here that I see a lot. I see this a lot at Faithful Word Baptist Church. I see this a lot everywhere I go. And I keep preaching about it, and a lot of people don't listen to me. But I'm going to say it again. Is that there are a lot of soul winners that I go with. They feel like they have to force people to admit that they weren't saved yesterday. Or that they weren't saved, that they were for sure going to hell before you got there. They feel like they have to force that issue. And I think this is where a lot of these problems come from, is that a lot of this issue is actually created by the soul winner who just wants to really badger them or really push this issue or really force them to admit, I wasn't saved yesterday. Now, I personally find that step to be completely unnecessary, and you're just kind of picking a confrontation with people and just making people uncomfortable. I just don't see the point. So this is what I do differently than that, okay? When I talk to the people about what they used to believe versus what they believe now, I don't ask them. I tell them. Because when I got there, I asked them the questions. They gave me all the wrong answers, so I already know where they were at spiritually. So I don't ask them, so is this different than what you used to believe? I just tell them. I do it nicely. I tell them, hey, when I got here, you said you weren't sure because you were thinking this. And whenever I say that, and I've said this to hundreds of people, hey, when I got here, you said you weren't sure because you were thinking I've done good, I've done bad, and you're wondering if you're good enough. 9 out of 10 people, when I say that, just go, yep, that's exactly what I was thinking. But now you see it's all by faith. Yep, that's right. Okay, well, let's pray. And then they pray with me and they get saved and everybody's happy and everybody goes home smiling and saved and on their way to heaven. But here's the thing. I don't sit there and say, okay, well, now let me ask you this. What if you would have died a half hour ago? Would you have split hell wide open then? What about yesterday? You would have burned in hell. Aren't you glad I showed up? You know, I don't see why you have to say that or why you need to prove that.